Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever feel that sick, empty feeling that your life is on the verge of a change? The kind where your stomach turns because a relationship so close. I mean, like with your wife or husband, all the effort, all the love, all that has come to this, and you are preparing to let it all go. The sadness, depression, hopelessness, defeat. Our guests have been there. I'm talking about when love turns to hate. However, we believe God has sent them here to remind you that yesterday's defeat can be today's victory through Jesus Christ. In this part one of a two-part feature with Keola and Tina Mauricio, we pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. After all, He has made the difference in Keola and Tina's life, their marriage, and He can make a difference in your life. He can resurrect that which has died. That's why it means so much that Christ died on the cross for our sins, that He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, and that He was buried, yes, but 3 days later, Jesus rose from the grave. And the living Christ today can turn a life that has been broken. He can heal it. He can turn a marriage that has not only soured, but it has gone to the brink of ending and bring it back. He can do that in your life. He has done it in many lives. He is a Lord of hope. So join us now in this pre-recorded interview with Keola and Tina. I'm here with Alfredo Canencia as we share in this moment with them. I'll be back with some thoughts, some reflections with you. We're here with Keola and Tina Mauricio in studio to share heart to heart. Keola is a federal fireman and Tina is a flight attendant with Hawaiian Airlines. Theirs is a story of hope, redemption, total surrender, and double blessings. Keola, take us back. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in two places, majority. I grew up in town, kind of a townie, and also in Pearl City, mostly on the leeward side.
Well, you look like a strapping, athletic man. I feel safe and glad that you're a fireman.
Yes.
And your beautiful wife, who's sitting right beside you. As much as I can see you being a fireman, I can see her being a flight attendant for Hawaiian Airlines. She looks like she could be one of their cover models. Yes. But Tina, how about you? Where did you grow up?
Grew up in Pearl City as well. Raised with all women, single mother, aunt, and grandma. Mm.
Who influenced you most, Keola, in your growing up years?
Well, my parents were divorced. It just ended up that I was raised by my grandmother and my grandfather on my mom's side. Well, my oldest brother and I, there was three of us Pablo, my oldest brother, Kalani, my middle oldest, and then there was me. It just worked out where my oldest brother and I ended up with my grandparents. And after the divorce of my parents, my middle brother ended up with my dad. So, I guess my grandmother, that was like my mom. My grandfather was like my dad. But my grandmother probably had the most influence on me in my younger years.
So. Tina, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Gosh, probably between my aunt and my mom. Very headstrong women, very strong women. Non-believers, they didn't really have a faith, but you know, for whatever it is that they knew best, they raised me to the best of their ability. And also being the only child as well, you know, it was kind of lonely not being able to play with, you know, siblings. And my family is pretty small as well. You know, I only had two cousins. My mom never remarried. My aunt never married. And my papa had passed away when I was two. And my father passed away when I was one. So, you know, just growing up with women, just really appreciate all of them and for all that they've done, you know, throughout the years of my childhood up to being a young woman and eventually becoming to know the Lord.
Yeah, you know, you talk about knowing the Lord. So you grew up going to church with your mom?
Actually, no. I came to church with a friend of mine from high school that I was introduced to, and we went to a bunch of churches, and eventually I found a home church when I was about 16, 17, and I was going there for about 6 years, and after that, I kind of faded.
You came to know the Lord, you believed in Him, mm-hmm. and at age 16, then as you begin to journey through life, like I think a lot of us experience, we tend to drift from God. Mm-hmm.
Maybe about 4 years on when I started my walk with God and I was introduced, I kind of slowly drifted away, you know, with being... with knowing, you know, the worldly things and being at that age where now I can go out and I can do this and, oh, I can do this and just meeting a bunch of different people, you know, with all different walks of life and, you know, with working and, you know, having multiple jobs, you know, as I got older, being exposed to a lot of different things, kind of drifted away.
Well, so here you've drifted away. God has His hand on you. He's working in your life. And sometimes even when we think that we've drifted away from God, that everything has been dislodged. Mm-hmm. That there's, because we haven't thought about Him, He's not thinking about us. Untrue.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's still... That's the depth of His love, which is hard for us as human beings to fully understand. That's right. That it's not predicated on our constant. No, there is something, because the Bible talks about we seek Him, we'll find Him.
Right.
There's that, you know, our father, like any father, I would imagine, would want their child to seek after them. But even when we have drifted away, His love for us is not diminished. It is not overshadowed. So a point there. But Kiola, how about you? Talk to us, as Coach has asked, your spiritual journey. How did you become a Christian?
Well, prior my childhood years, like I mentioned, my parents were divorced. So my mom's side, well, my grandmother was Mormon. And my dad was Catholic. So, you know, already there was kind of a tear there. You know, being exposed to two types of, religions, right? But I guess because My grandmother used to take, you know, all of us to church. You know, as a kid, you grow up and, you know, you go to Sunday school and, you know, you learn about, you know, Jesus and Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. You know, as a kid, yeah, you know, that it just become, you know, it's like, it's fun, you know what I mean? Because you're in an environment where other kids are there and so really you don't, for me, you don't have that personal relationship with Christ. So it was just kind of a, you know, a kind of
yeah,
a,
you know about God.
Right. Yep. You know, it's a routine thing. You know, you go to church on Sundays, yeah. You know, and your cousins and your, you know, your family. Okay, you know, and that was fine. So that's how it went majority of the time with, you know, with Grandma. Yeah. Grandpa didn't come. You know, yeah, Grandpa was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, then, you know, and as you guys journeyed in life, how did you guys come to, you know, to meet each other and, how did you guys get together?
Yeah, Pastor Alfredo talks about inquiring about how God brought them together. And it's going to be the foundation, really, of what will transpire as they share an absolutely compelling account of a marriage, what led became a marriage that led to destruction. In so many ways. So much so that this is only part one of a two-part feature, but you've got to stay with us. I want you to hang on because when we come back, Keola and Tina will go back to the story. How they met. What happened in the process. You're listening today to the Good Life Radio program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My co-host is Alfredo Canencia. And Keola and Tina Mauricio are completely changed people. They were on the brink of disaster in their marriage relationship. As you listen to them today, I believe you're going to find extreme hope for your life and your situation right now. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When you've stepped over the edge, you know, you've gone over the limit, you've stepped beyond the bounds of what you would ever think possible for yourself to do. Perhaps you've even vowed never to do it, but you find yourself in that place. And what makes everything so much worse is that you don't think you can get out. You don't think things can change. And within your own heart, you succumb to the realization that maybe it just will never happen. It'll never work out. I was disillusioned by the false hopes that something good would come out of it. Well, if you've ever felt that way, you are certainly not alone. And when it comes to a marriage relationship, Keola and Tina Mauricio know all about it. And they're sharing with us. In fact, it's such a deep and rich time. We've decided to do a two-part feature. And this is part one. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My co-host is Alfredo Canencia. And this is a pre-recorded program with Keola and Tina. And I want you to listen in and be a part of it. I invite you, and I'm grateful that you're with us. Let's join back in this special feature with the Mauricios.
You know, and as you guys journeyed in life, how did you guys come to, you know, to meet each other, and you know, how did you guys get together?
Oh, wow. Well, when I had turned 21, that was kind of like the highlight of my life, I guess you'd say, where I was a singer.
Right, yeah.
And I had just got picked up from, I was doing Hawaii Stars.
Yeah.
And I was a final contestant, and I got introduced to a group. So I was in a convention band called the Paradise Sisters. And that was like the highlight of my life, because that's all I knew was music and singing. And just when I had gotten out of the group, I was slowly kind of getting out of the group. It was too much. I had three jobs. You know, I just hit 21, you know, being able to do everything. And I traveled. I went to Spain. I sang on a boat for 3.5 weeks. You know, I got to see everything. And it was like, wow, you know, this is awesome. But I got out of that. And I, a girlfriend of mine that I sang with, Akana, Janelle Akana, her brother was in the fire department. And we're all kind of close, you know, during that time of Hawaii Stars. She did Hawaii Stars too. And we all got kind of close. And he introduced me to my husband, you know, but at the time of when I met him, he was actually married, with no intentions, of course. You know, we were all just friends, and one thing led to another, and, you know, we kind of fell in love, and, you know, things had to be done the right way, and, it, you know, we didn't meet the right way, so it all really just started from there, I think, you know, of our testimony today. Of what we were going to endure, we didn't know, but God knew.
Well, let's get into it.
Where do we start? What? How much time do we have?
We have time. We have time. So, you start on a shaky foundation from the get-go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no foundation. I mean, we met. Gosh, you know, I told myself that I would never meet a married man, period. And here I am meeting this guy, good-looking guy, you know, fire department, you know, wow. And, you know, then I found out he was married, and I'm like, okay, now I need to take some steps back. And I did, you know, I put up my guard, and I told him, you know, we can't be anything more than friends because you're married, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, like you see in the TV shows, you know, the woman tells the guy, oh, you know, you got to leave your wife, you know, and then maybe, you know, and the guy never ends up leaving his wife, and you're kind of just left astray, and, you know, it never works out. But when we met, it was different. You know, he was in a really long relationship. Actually, that girl was his high school sweetheart, and, you know, I thought for sure, you know, I'm just going to be a fool and fall for this man and end up in a lonely place, you know, fall in love and, You know, he's just not going to even care after that. And I was wrong. You know, he really did care about me, and I was shocked. But he had to do on his part, and he took care of what he had to do. And, you know, he ended his relationship, his marriage, which was unfortunate. But, you know, God, I believe God had other plans. Mm-hmm. You know, he converted to Buddhism with his ex-wife, which... He wasn't raised, you know. He didn't have that relationship. He knew God, you know. And one thing led to another, and we became, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. We dated, and it all began from there, I guess you'd say.
Well, Coach, somebody might be listening and saying, Danny. Alfredo, this is a little bit raw here.
Yeah, it's very raw.
Hey, it's is there no smoothing of the edges in terms of a relationship that is going to be aired on a Christian radio program, specifically the Good Life radio show?
Yeah,
and I think I need to add a parenthesis here, for the sake of our listeners, that we are constantly, on a daily basis, living life and working towards seeing how Christ works in incongruous scenarios where they don't fit. They don't fit our predisposed theological underpinnings or biblical settings.
Yeah.
Life where sounds like a movie, maybe even somewhat soap opera-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But herein, God is working. Do I know all the answers? Do I know why? I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, absolutely not. But somehow, in God's miraculous, marvelous, mysterious way, He's worked in the life of Keola and Tina.
Yes.
In its incongruity, God has... Some things in our lives are obtuse. They're objects in our past that don't fit. We don't want them to fit. We're a bit ashamed, maybe really ashamed that they're there, but they're there.
Okay.
And God is working through. So maybe a long parenthesis, but I say that to set the stage as to what we're going to hear about as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, you folks were married, you know, and then in 2010, you know, something happened in your folks' life where that caused you guys to get separated. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that, Keola, you know.
Well, 2010, end of February. But there's, you know, there was a lot of things that led up to that, you know. My struggle... my struggle with my wife, and there was a battle, I'm going to be raw here, so, we were very physical with each other, you know, and, I mean, even before we were married, but I idolized. She was a form of idolatry, you know, because I put her first, you know. Even I put her first in the flesh, everything in the world. But I had underlying factors as far as, you know, struggling with, you know, with pornography, you know. What do you call? Well, drinking, partying, you know, with while I was away or with the other guys, and you know, all that toxic waste. It just, you know, I kind of compartmentalized it, and I kind of kept it to myself. You know, where, okay, if nobody else knows about it, it won't hurt. You know, it won't hurt anybody else. Right? It won't hurt her. It won't hurt my family. If I can just keep this portion to myself. You know what I mean? I could just carry on with business as usual. But, you know, what happened was that the compartment just got bigger and bigger.
It compiled.
It just...
It started prior to even when we had met when he was in his previous marriage.
Yeah, you know, I brought a lot of luggage. I brought a lot of baggage, yeah. I mean, into our relationship, you know, and it was never, and I never resolved it, you know, so it carried over, and you know, I imposed a lot of it onto Tina, and all of that negativity, it just, at one point, it just kind of
The process of that, you were, you know, idolizing her, but trying to control her.
Yes.
And trying to keep you compartmentalizing things here.
Yes.
And things weren't going to happen that way. So somehow, you know, she began to get discontented in the relationship where she wanted to run.
Right.
Yeah.
It started to push her.
Yeah.
It started to push her away. All that toxic waste started to come out and started to push away. I mean, we battled with cigarette smoking.
Yeah, right? I smoked. You know, and it's funny because throughout all this, you know, throughout his prior relationship, and us now becoming a couple, I've always had some form of Christ in my life. You know, he never left me. You know, from the day that I committed myself to the Lord and I said, you know what, I need you. You know, I need you in my life. I can't do this alone.
Yeah.
You know, from that day forward, he had never left me. Right. Even.
There you have it. As you can tell, we're getting not only deep and raw, it's a moment of transparency. And that's why I'm so grateful for our guests. When they come, they open up. They don't have to, but they come because they care. They come and share because they have been touched by the love of Christ and transformed in incredible ways. And it brings us hope, doesn't it? That however darkened our past may be, or perhaps even our present, whatever it is, when you let the light of Christ in, when you let Jesus into your heart, when you open up the situation and say, Lord, I've run out of answers. I've run out of solutions. Lord, take over. Ah, my friend, it's at that moment you are closest to the greatest turnaround. We'll be back with more from Keola and Tina Mauricio. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pornography, idolatry, extramarital affairs. When love and passion turns to bitterness and rage, and Jesus brings forgiveness and healing, and Jesus brings fresh beginnings. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia in this part one of a two-part feature with Keola and Tina Mauricio. It's a pre-recorded interview where Alfredo and I shared in this time with them, and of course, we do it for you, to bring the hope and the light of Christ shining in your heart through their story. We go back to a story as they share how things started in a rocky way, and things began to unravel. Stay tuned, though, because as things unraveled, it got worse and then even worse. And then God did some things remarkable.
All this, you know, throughout his prior relationship, yeah, and us now becoming a couple, yeah, I've always had some form of Christ in my life. Yeah. You know, he never left me. Yeah. You know, from the day that I committed myself to the Lord, and I said, you know what, I need you. Yeah. You know, I need you in my life. I can't do this alone. Yeah. You know, from that day forward, he had never left me. Right. Even if I had chosen to do this and have a relationship with this man, he was always there because, you know, I remember when we first met, I don't know, you know, we were in the car and, you know, listening to the radio, and I love Christian music. I love music, period. But I had turned on the Christian station, The Fish, and listening to music and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm all singing, and I know all the words to the song, and he's probably wondering why I know the song, and I'm praising the Lord, and I'm singing. It got him irritated. Yeah. He didn't like it. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was my... That's my... What do you say? That's my form of having peace, you know, and knowing the Lord. And little did I know, but it had an effect on him. Yeah. But because he told me that, you know, I don't like that music, you know, are you reminiscing about this he brought it as if it was something else, but really it was, that was what I knew, you know.
I took it in a negative way.
He took it in a negative form, yeah, and he thought that I would reminisce about past experience when I had my relationship and I was walking with the Lord, you know, on a constant basis. And, you know, he had told me, oh, you know, change the station. You know, you shouldn't be listening to that kind of music. Right. And it was like, wow, you know, why not?
So you guys were married how long at this time? We're talking
Gosh.
About
maybe 2 years.
Two years. Okay.
Yeah. About 2 years.
And then things begin to unravel.
Yeah.
Right at the scenes. Mm-hmm. Now, in the midst of all of that unraveling, this is how you knew a guy who was coming to Grace Bible mm-hmm. at that time, Church Nunu. Mm-hmm. Who worked with your stepfather, right? Mm-hmm. And what happened in that connection then? Because you begin to start looking out to God for crying out for help,
right?
Because of what you were going through, yeah, at that mm-hmm. time. Yeah.
Well, when that when the storm of separation between Tina and I entered our life, I didn't know what I really didn't know what to do. You know, I mean. My world kind of, it felt like it ended. And my stepfather, I mean, my whole family, they could see what was happening, right? But my stepfather just out of the blue, just kind of, mentioned to me, hey, why don't you give this guy a call, right? Why don't you give his worker, his coworker, Nuno Fernandez, give him a call, because... You know, he could help you. You know, he's going through the same situation as you, and I don't know. I didn't know if he was going to if it was church related or what or, but you know what? It's something told me. Yeah, you know what? I'll give him a call. And so I did. I called him. We talked a couple of times, and then we ended up meeting at the office, Grace Bible office.
Right.
And when we met in person, we looked at each other, and then the connection was made. We were like, "Hey, I know you. we know each other." And ended up, he was my high school classmate.
Oh, he went to school with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we kind of went to intermediate together.
Yeah.
Then I moved school all around, but in Pearl City, then I went to McKinley, but. I knew him for a little while, right? But that connection was made again.
Yeah, so you guys get connected. He invites you out to church and to a group.
That first day, he brought... You guys are upstairs in your office praying. You guys are in small group at that time. And I walked into this room with all these bunch of guys, and I really... it kind of scared me. I was kind of hesitant at first, but... Yeah, they're all praying, going around, going in a circle and praying, and that was my first experience, in Grace Group. And from there, we went down to where Jesus lives, Starbucks, Waimalu. We went down there, and we jumped into another Grace Group with Pastor Randy, and man, I don't know what happened, but I just started to spill my guts and what was going on, in my life, and. It felt good. It felt really good, After that, that's when I dove pretty much straight head first.
So things had to unravel.
Yes.
Over the course of time, for you to come to this place, because what I'm hearing is someone controlling, wanting to compartmentalize, and you're holding in this pornographic. Addiction,
mm-hmm.
The controlling, there's idolatry mm-hmm. going on with your wife, but things have carried on from a previous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, and we're hearing the sweet cries. That's not a sound effect now when you're listening. These are twins that the Lord has blessed. Keola and Tina with, and they're part of this incredible story as we continue, but obviously they want to be on the radio too, so they will be on the radio. But it must have felt cathartic to be able to just be at this place where you're controlling everything, and then things are out of unraveling, and then you just, like you said, spill your guts.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must have been desperate. For a man who is, men have pride, mm-hmm. but for that to come down,
yes,
and to open up in front, and I would imagine right. you probably didn't know these others, their long time, lifelong, deep
them.
Friendships.
Yeah.
So, what do you think it was that caused you, Keola, to just open up like that?
Holy Spirit, Christ. Man, you should have seen me at the first service that Nunu brought me, you know, when, you know, we said the, I accepted Christ into my life, and I felt like a big baby. I mean, I was bawling, you know, and then you raise your hand, and then the ushers come get you, and I'm crying, walking down the stairs and going out the door, and they take me on the side, and, you know, and then I meet another guy who was my second oldest brother's classmate. You know, and he's there, and I'm like, you know, and then we make that connection. It was just like God was just putting all these people in front, you know, in my path to help me, you know, just to pick me up, to lift me up, and
you know, I think, you know, you know, going back again, like when you spill your guts out to, you know, everyone around you. If I remember right, you sharing, you know, because of the transparency that you hear from the other guys, mm-hmm. that you felt like it was a safe place for you to mm-hmm. open up your life, you know, because a lot of times men, we're very prideful and we're not going to share our struggles or what we go through, you know, we're very selective. But I think you were in an environment where you felt safe and that people are being transparent and honest, mm-hmm. that you could be honest. And it leads you to a place where you could let a lot of these frustrations or the things you've been kind of, you know, just kind of holding inside of you and just mm-hmm. let it go. Like you said earlier, you felt good. You felt free. And I think, Danny, there's a lot of people like mm-hmm. that, you know. They got a lot of things pent up inside of them. And you know, but they have too much pride. They don't want to open up to people. But if they only realize that God puts us in communities where we feel safe and they're honest and transparent, then we can be honest and transparent. And I think from that time on, I think that was the beginning of the Lord revealing Himself into His life.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I don't want to, I feel like I'm going to miss something, so I want to go back, not to digress, but purposefully mm-hmm. to go back, because maybe our listener is wondering too. So you got together. It was, as we said, the way that you came together was in an unbalanced way, mm-hmm. to say it more softly. But what brought you to the place that you became so desperate? I mean, I kind of want to hear from you, Tina. What happened in the relationship that things began to dismantle?
Well, I mean, you know, God always works in mysterious ways. And for us, it really kicked me when I saw my kids knowing the Lord. Because as my husband changed, he started bringing our girls to church. You know, when we were separated, gosh, it was just, it was such a mess. I mean, I don't even know where to start with that.
Well, that's kind of where I want to go, mm-hmm. the separation.
Yeah.
I want to go back before that.
Yeah. You know, what, I mean, this caused a separation, and what made you say, you know, I can't be with you anymore. And then how things got at that point before he came to the place where he's like, mm-hmm. I got to open up.
Yeah. And when you guys separated.
Well, you know, I was, okay, prior to us separating, I was, you know, I was smoking. I was smoking, and he was dealing with his own battle of going through pornography and all that stuff. You know, he had a bunch of stuff that he was dealing with, and little did I know, you know, I was so consumed, like how he had put me on a pedestal, vice versa. I had put this good-looking man, local guy, on a pedestal, and I thought, my gosh, you know, I'm set. I met the man of my life. I'm going to marry him. You know, we're going to have kids. We're going to, you know, we have, you know, good jobs. it's a done deal. You know, we're set for life. It's, you know, happily ever after, right? That's you know. But that really wasn't the case. And you know, he's also in the military. And so when he got deployed, there was this one time where he had gotten deployed to Japan. And, you know, every year they got to go for training. So he got deployed. And that was when I was pregnant with our first daughter, Mahina. And I must have been at least 5 or 6 months pregnant. And I remember, I remember to this day, from the pit of my stomach when I had talked to him over the phone one night. He was out with the guys, and, you know, they had gone out.
Something happened when Keola was out with the guys. Tina had this intuitive sense of what was actually happening. When we come back, she'll share what it was, and she'll let you know whether or not she was right. Maybe you have a hunch of what, whether or not she was right. Because things began to topple. And when things topple in our lives, as they do from time to time, the Lord is there if we seek Him, if we call Him to help build us back up. There's hope today. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because you're with us. I'm blessed because we're together. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And perhaps if you're tuning in right now or you caught the tail end of that last segment, I want to let you know that you can get the podcast for free, in the show in its entirety, at thegoodlifehawaii.com, that and other resources. I'm with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, and this is a pre-recorded feature with Keola and Tina Mauricio. They're taking us on their journey of God's miraculous grace and salvation for their life and marriage. This is part one of that two-part feature. And here in this closing segment of part one, they share something gripping of what happened in Japan and what Tina discovered. Listen, I'll be back with some closing remarks as we prepare for part two.
Remember to this day, from the pit of my stomach when I had talked to him over the phone one night, he was out with the guys and, you know, they had gone out, I don't know where in Japan, they were partying or whatever. And I had no idea, you know, but when I had hung up the phone with him that evening, the pit of my stomach, I felt that something was wrong. You know, something had happened and I don't know what it was, but it wasn't right. And, you know, something had told me that he formed, it was like idolatry. He, you know, we were already married. I was pregnant. We were expecting our first child and he fooled around, you know, in Japan. And it was like at the pit of my stomach, I knew when I hung up that phone that something had happened and it wasn't the same. And sure enough, I was right all along, but I never told him. But it was like somebody was speaking to me, telling me just to be careful, to watch out, you know, something's not right. And throughout the years, you know, after I gave birth to Mahina, you know, we conceived again and had another baby, Mele, got married when we had our second child. And I never really came up to him and approached him and said, hey, you know what? Remember when I was pregnant, I felt this, and was I right? I just kind of put it on the back burner, and I told myself, you know what? I'm going to let God deal with him because I know I still have a relationship with the Lord, and one day it's going to come out, you know, and it might not be in my time, but it's going to be in the Lord's time, and it's going to come out, you know, and sure enough, you know, it was slowly kind of just unraveling where he became really, really controlling when he came home from Japan. He just wasn't the same. He wasn't the same man when he left. You know, he was more controlling, and now it was, you know, he was giving me ultimatums because I would smoke, right? He'd give me ultimatums of, oh, you know, you should quit, or if you don't quit, I want a divorce because I can't tolerate the smell of you. You know, that grosses me out. And he started giving me ultimatums, and I thought, you know, you met me like this. Why are you going to give me ultimatums now? You know, just something's up, you know. It doesn't take somebody to smoke for you to want to leave them. It has to be something more than just that. And surely, you know, I told him, I said, you know, one day you're going to tell me that, and you're going to tell me you want a divorce, and I'm going to take you up on it because I'm tired. You know, I'm tired of you, you know, making me do this and making me do that. And now you're giving me ultimatums about how you can't stand. I mean, it got to the point where I come home smelling like smoke and he tell me, you know what, go take a shower. I can't stand it. And it was like, you know, wow, you know, my own husband is telling me this. Now, why would I want to be with somebody like that? I want somebody that's going to love me unconditionally. And I told him, I said, you call me up on it. One day you're going to tell me that and I'm done. I'm going to walk out that door and that's it. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. I couldn't take it. You know, so I walked out the door, I left him, and I was so torn that I wanted something that was just, I wanted instant gratification because I was so hurt, you know, from living that life. You know, I wanted somebody to love me for me, you know, and not for the person that they wanted me to be, but for me. And I walked out and I guess I was just so torn that I longed for it. And I went out, you know, I went out to bars, I hung out with my girlfriends and I met someone, and what I thought was love wasn't really love, but I met someone and I tried to make it work because I told myself that when I married my husband, there was no other man for me. You know, it was happily ever after, right?
So you walk out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, in the midst of all of that, like, a lot of people probably wondering, you know, where was God in all of that?
Gosh. You know, I mean, that was my, gosh, my lowest point. Yeah. You know, my world crumbled. Yeah. My world crumbled the day that I chose to meet someone else. And separate, I mean, really separate from my husband. You know, I never thought I would walk out on my husband like that, but it was so bad. I didn't realize how bad it was until that point, you know, and, gosh, it just blew up on me. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was doing, and I couldn't believe the life that I was living. You know, I ended up looking from outside in, yeah. And it was such a mess. And I think at that point, the Lord kind of just had to intervene, and it was, at the time, I couldn't see it, you know. Mm. You know, like most people, you can't see, you know, you can't right. see. You can't see that kind of stuff coming.
It's said with pain that you lived that way. And I can see it in your eyes. The lostness, mm-hmm. the darkness mm-hmm. in that moment. You know, Coach, I think there are certain times in our programming where we go to different levels of depth.
Right.
This is one of those where we're going to some relational, into the relational trenches.
Yes.
And I believe it's divine, because in touching the level of the trenches of life, we go to the decrepitness of what many go through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to allow someone to know that in their minds and in their actions, in the deplorable conditions. Yes, deplorable conditions is where Keola and Tina found themselves. But it wasn't to be the rest of their lives. It wasn't to be the story of their lives. And that's why, very much like when someone comes to Christ, there is always a part two, because part two is even better, hopeful, life-changing. There is a part two to this feature. That's the message of Christ. He is able to resurrect. He is Lord of the resurrection. He can resurrect your situation. He can resurrect our lives and our moments. And turn yesterday's defeat into today's victory. We're going to come back with part two. But for now, I hope, my friend, that you've been encouraged by this very raw, yes, as they say, and transparent moment with Keola and Tina Mauricio. They felt the timing of the Lord and how perfect it is indeed, because it is perfect. There's no better time than right now, even, to share the love of Jesus Christ, as they have, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've prepared a message for you there. And to stand with us financially, to make a donation, to extend our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 10:6 says, "Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Keola and Tina Mauricio. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave